Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
A United States Naval Hospital ship is on the island offering various medical services to Jamaicans free of cost. We highlight some of these services in today's program. I'm Prince Moore. Stay with us. Several hundred Jamaicans will benefit from medical services offered by the United States Naval Hospital ship Comfort, which docked at the Kingston Container Terminal, KCT, on May 4. The ship's medical team is carrying out outreach activities at the National Arena and the Maxfield Park Health Center from May 6 to 13, starting at 8:30 a.m. each day. Corporal Philip Henry says the visit is part of efforts to sustain the partnership between the United States and neighboring countries.
Its main purpose is to continue the partnership that we have. So with the medical personnel, their purpose is to do different medical procedures, also to exchange whatever expertise that they have with the local medical facilities. They also have veterinary personnel on the ship. They're also going to be doing work with the local veterinary clinics.
The ship will also be offloading several items to be donated to selected institutions.
We have school supplies for quite a few of the schools, medical supplies, veterinary supplies, construction supplies. So all of these different various parts of equipment will be going out to the local community in Kingston, and I think there are some locations in St. Catherine.
The team of medical personnel on the U.S. Naval Hospital ship is offering various services to the public, including optometry, dentistry, general medical, women's health, pediatrics, and pharmacy. For the first day, Wednesday, May 6, a total of 626 patients received attention at the National Arena. Captain Andrew Nelson gives us the details.
The total patients that we saw today on May 6, we saw 51 dental patients, 150 optometry patients, 62 pediatrics patients, 286 general medicine patients, 40 patients received physical therapy, we filled 561 prescriptions, performed 77 labs, 27 x-rays, and another 37 patients received specialist care from dermatology or cardiology. So our total patient count was 626 for the day.
Resident of Swallowfield in Kingston, Doreen Henry, has taken advantage of the services offered by the U.S. Naval Hospital ship.
Well, I came and I saw the psychologist, which is very good, advised me well, get a proper checkup. I went to the medical doctor and she referred me to the psychiatrist because I had a little stress problem.
Miss Henry says other members of her family also benefited from the medical services.
I took my grandchild here, Jaden, and he got a thoroughly checkup, which was a problem that we didn't know. We found out today, and I'm very happy for it. The service is very good because I could not go to the doctor and pay for all this service. So I'm very grateful and thank God for it. You know what I mean? And thank God for these people. They're doing a marvelous job.
Stafford Larson, a resident of Portmore in St. Catherine, suffers from an eye condition. He was informed about the services by a friend and was assisted by an optometrist from the U.S. Naval Hospital ship at the National Arena.
I have a good friend of mine called me last night and said I must go to get by the arena. They're doing some eye testing and surgery and whatever. And it's a long time I didn't want to do it, but you know, I know we just get the chance to really come. Them test my eye. And, you know, then check the blood pressure and say, well, boy, the blood pressure kind of too high, so then can't do the surgery till the blood pressure go down. So next week, we get to come back if we do the surgery.
Jamaicans are being encouraged to take advantage of the medical services being offered at the Maxfield Park Health Center and the National Arena. The ship is expected to depart on May 14. That's it for this edition of Healthline. To hear this and other JIS radio programs, go to jis.gov.jm/radio. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Prince Moore, reminding you to stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.